We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled One Body, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 12, verse 4 to 5. For just as in one body we have many members, and not all the members serve the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members who belong to one another. I have just read from the New English Translation. Being part of the body of Christ also means that no believer was designed to walk alone. God never intended Christianity to be a solo journey. Each member of the body has a role, a purpose, and a responsibility toward the others. When one member is weak, the others are meant to supply strength. When one is hurting, the rest are called to show compassion and care. Just as Caleb found healing, protection, and belonging among his brethren, God uses Christian fellowship to preserve us and help us grow. Isolation makes believers vulnerable, but genuine fellowship strengthens faith, encourages obedience, and provides accountability. This is why Scripture consistently urges us not to neglect gathering together, but to build one another up in love. Today, ask yourself, am I functioning as a living part of the body, or am I standing apart? Make room in your heart for your brethren. Serve where God has placed you, forgive quickly, and walk in love. As each part supplies what it has been given, the whole body grows strong and brings glory to Christ, our head. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to walk in humility and love as a true member of your body. Show me where I can serve, strengthen, and encourage my brethren. Remove every spirit of isolation, pride, or offense, and knit our hearts together in unity. May my life bring nourishment and blessing to the body of Christ, and may you be glorified in us all. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Acts 9 to 10. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.